One of the biggest boosters of the Champaign County Nursing Home is Jeremy Maupin. He's the home's administrator, and he's chairman of the Friends of the Champaign County Nursing Home, which is campaigning for the two referenda. Maupin's office is in the oldest part of the nursing home, a 1908 structure that was originally part of the county poor farm. The newest section of the nursing home was built 31 years ago. Maupin says the building has lots of problems.
The lighting is poor. The flooring is the original flooring throughout the whole facility. All of our roofs are at least 25 years old with one layer of shingles on them with some extensive damage in the actual roof structure. We've got some foundation damage in one of our wings on the skilled units due to the fact that that wing has sunk about 3 feet in the last 10, 15 years.
Plus, Maupin says the Champaign County Nursing Home is losing money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. It's made up the loss by depleting its building depreciation fund. But Maupin says the two referenda next week can keep the nursing home in the black. One is for a 7-cent property tax for bonds to build a new $20 million nursing home adjacent to the current one. The other is a 3-cent tax to pay for employees' Social Security and state retirement fund, although the referendum only requires the money to be used for maintaining the nursing home. Maupin says constructing a new, energy-efficient building designed for modern nursing needs and restoring operational funding the county board cut nearly a decade ago will allow the Champaign County Nursing Home to thrive. Still, even nursing home boosters are not enamored with tax hikes. Champaign County Farm Bureau Board President Gary Gray says they decided to oppose the nursing home referenda after polling their membership.
They really do support the nursing home, and it's been doing a good job. But when it comes to property tax increases, we can't support property tax increases. Really, for a lot of producers right now, you know, property taxes are in excess of $35 an acre.
There are those in Champaign County who question whether a county-run nursing home is truly needed. Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Laura Weiss says the Chamber Board is wary of supporting a public facility that competes with some of its members.
You know, you've got 11 privately owned nursing homes, and we've got one that's publicly funded. If we're now asking for property tax to support this nursing home, we are asking privately owned businesses to subsidize their competition. And again, as an organization that represents free enterprise, we didn't think that was appropriate.
But for supporters of the nursing home referenda, the county home is different from its private counterparts. County Board Member Robert Kirshner chaired the subcommittee that authored the referenda. He says private nursing homes shut their doors if they don't make money. But he says the county nursing home can keep on serving seniors if the public approves the referenda.
What we do know is that if the county makes a commitment to have a long-term commitment to providing a nursing home facility by constructing an appropriate residence and supporting it financially, that this county will be able to provide that service, as does other counties, for the foreseeable future.
Champaign County Co-Administrator Deb Busey suggests the proposed 3-cent property tax for nursing home operations may not be too much of a burden. Busey, who's also an officer of Friends of the Champaign County Nursing Home, says the county may not have to use the tax at its full levy. And she adds in 4 years, the tax will fall under a formula dictated by the county's property tax cap, which could keep it under the full 3 cents permanently, unless voters approve another referendum. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.